last Friday, I think, I got a phone call from the agent saying that there's a potential you could be of interest to Doncaster. Obviously, at the time, I didn't know about the Hubby deal as part of it. But after a few phone calls, I spoke with my agent, and then the gaffer down here rang us up and said this, that, and the other. And then that's first I heard of it.
Was it something that appealed to you straight away? Because Paul Dickoff said that they even inquired about you earlier in the summer before this James Husband deal came about.
Well, after speaking to the gaffer, he told me that he was interested in trying to sign me once or twice before, which I wasn't aware of, which was good to hear. And after having a chat with him, I just felt, yeah, I'm really interested in coming down and playing for Doncaster.
How do you feel being part of a swap deal? It's a bizarre situation to be in, isn't it? That Middlesbrough is saying, well, you can have him and we'll take him and give you a bit of money as well. It's an all in all an odd situation.
Yeah, it's not one of your more straightforward deals, so to speak, but they're just little things that happen in football. Sometimes they aren't straightforward, but yeah, I'm just happy now. I've come this way, Hubby's gone that way, and I'm just happy to be here. I can't wait to start.
What is it about Doncaster Rovers that appealed to you then? You've obviously mentioned you spoke to Paul Dickoff, but what else appeals to you?
Yeah, well, like I say, he called me up and said, I want you to be part of what we're doing here. And obviously I was aware they got relegated last season, but I still think it's a big club and belongs back in the Championship. And I thought, well, I'd really like to go there and help them achieve that.
And in terms for you as well, I guess it's about getting more regular football, isn't it? You've made over 50 appearances with Middlesbrough, but over 30 of them from the bench.
Yeah, definitely. Another thing for me is football, first team football on a regular basis. Obviously, Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m, you want to be out on that pitch, doing what you do best. So, hopefully, that's where I'll be on a Saturday.
And you're hoping that you can be the man to lead the line, I guess, because the attacking options are quite good here now.
Yeah, I think the gaffer's been putting together a squad of quite exciting attacking players. Obviously, I've come in as part of that, and I'm excited to see what we can all bring together.
What do you bring then? Lots of Doncaster fans won't have ever seen you play, I imagine, a lot of them. So what do you bring to this Doncaster side?
Hopefully a lot of goals. But I like to think I'm pretty powerful, quick, good hold-up play, and then see myself in the box, putting it in the back of the net.
Paul said that someone's described you as a bigger version of him, a bigger version of Paul Dickoff.
I've not heard that before. That's the first I've heard of that, but the manager obviously had a half-decent career, so if I can follow him, I'll be pleased with that.
I guess the situation up at Middlesbrough has changed, hasn't it, in the last couple of years? Obviously, under Tony Mowbray and now under Ita Karanka, it's a very different situation, a very different philosophy up there. So was that something that you were aware of and thought I could do with getting out somewhere and getting some football?
Yeah, obviously, the new manager comes in, there's always new ideas, there's changes going on behind the scenes and things like that. But at the end of the day, you've kind of just got to get on with it and just do what you do and play football. Tactics and styles and all sorts you'll come across, I guess everyone will in the career, things will change, but the philosophy has always been to play football up at Middlesbrough with the Tony Mowbray and now Ita Karanka. So it wasn't too big of a change, I don't think, but I think at this point where I'm at now, first team football is a big thing for me, and hopefully Doncaster's the place where it's going to happen.
And hopefully, like you say, it's going to be League One this season, but only for this season. I guess that's the aim, isn't it, to get straight back into the Championship?
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. I think everyone has the same mindset. It's promotion this season. That's it. We don't want to be in League One any longer than we have to. So come the end of the season, we want to be celebrating promotion.
It's going to be a real battle in League One, though, isn't it? You've got some big local rivals in there as well, in Chesterfield, Sheffield United, but yeah, there's other big clubs in there as well, such as your Prestons.
Yeah, definitely. I think quite a few of the clubs have been busy in the market, and like you say, it's going to be tough. But I'm sure with the squad we've got, we can definitely be up there challenging.
Do you feel up to speed and ready then for the start of this new season? Because this deal's happened only just a week before the new campaign begins.
Yeah, but since I've come back in pre-season up at Middlesbrough, I've never missed a training session for like four and a half weeks. Then I've come down here over the weekend. I wasn't allowed to train. Things needed to be tied up, and they're saying you can't train. So I'm still on the sidelines watching the lads chomping, just wanting to get out there, wanting to do some training. But like I say, that's only 3-4 days I've not trained in the whole pre-season. So I feel fit and ready to go.